Okay, so today's daf is Arla daf Chavches, and we are on Chavches and Aleph on top. But one thing we noted yesterday, that we quoted Rabbi Yochanan. We had a number of statements, Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And we will continue on today's daf. But the last point we made was that Rabbi Yochanan said, Tam ki ikir, there's no malchus for. Right? Tam o v'lo mamasho. That's what Tam ki ikir is, where it's just the taste, and it's not the tangible item. Tam o v'lo mamasho. There is no malchus. So Rav Chama bar Yossi says, and what about basar b'chalav? What about basar b'chalav? So we say basar b'chalav is different. Basar b'chalav is a chiddush, and therefore you can't learn from it. That's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't even give an answer. That was such an obvious answer that he was just okay. You can say what you want, but I know, and I don't have to give the answer. Basar b'chalav itself, as we know, the Torah does not tell us the isser of eating. Right, all the Torah says is the isser of cooking three times. There's an important comment of the Kes of Mishnah that he has at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis about Basar B'chalav. Right, you would think Basar B'chalav, where would it be? It would be a comment in Machalas Asuros or something like that, but it's here in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. That's what the Rambam says in the first perek of Hilchos Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis has a lot, 25 prakim. In Hilchos Tumas Meis, we know the Maseches Olos is also all about Tumas Meis, and there are other Mishnayos all over. But the Rambam starts off, Hameis Metame, Bemaga, Ubemasa, Ubeohel. Tumas Shiva. A meis is Metame three ways. A meis can make you Tame by touching it, or by carrying it, even without touching it, or Ohel. Ohel, the three ways that Ohel is Metame. Either you're over it, or it's over you, or you're under the same roof. Right, those are the three ways that there is Tumas Ohel. Tumas, and then the Rambam continues, Tumas Maga v'Ohel Mifurash in Batorah. Tumas Maga and Ohel, touching in Ohel, that's Mifurish in the Torah. Shenemar hanogia b'meis l'chol nefesh adam b'tamei shavas yamim. The Torah says, if you touch a dead body, you're going to be tamei for 7 days. V'nomar kala ba'ela Ohel. V'chala sher ba'ohel yitma shavas yamim. Anybody in the tent, in the same roof, is going to be Tumei Tumas Meis. So two out of the three Tumas of Tumas Meis are explicit. Touching and Ohel. Masa, carrying, is not. There's no pasuk about that. So now the Rambam says, Tumas Masa mi pi ha-shmua, v'kal v'chomer ha-dvarim. Tumas Masa is Misora, Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's a kal v'chomer. Why? Im nevela shi tumas erev ve'ena matame ba'ohel. Nevela, which is a very kal tuma, it only makes you tummy for a day. If you touch a carcass of a dead animal, right? It only makes you tummy for a day, and it's not matame ba'ohel if you're under the same roof. Matame ba'masa shenemar v'hanose es nevlasam. Tumas masa is mefurish by tumas nevela. So if tumas nevela, which is very kal, it only makes you tummy for a day, and it doesn't have tumas ohel, and yet if you carry it, it's matame you ha'meis lo kol shekein. So surely a mace should be matami b'masa. That's the kal v'chomer. Uma nevela shematame maga tumas erev masa tumas erev. And just like nevela, its masa and maga are equal for a day. So too must be by tumas meis. Af ha-meis shemago tumas shiva maso tumas shiva. And then that's what the Rambam says. It's a kal v'chomer. And then the Rambam says, ein tumas masa b'meis b'divrei sofrim el adin Torah. And don't think it's d'rabbanan. It's d'araisa. Tumas masa b'meis is a din d'araisa. Just because it's not mafurish does not mean it's d'rabbanan. It's d'araisa. Touching a dead body, carrying a dead body, being in all of a dead body. It's d'araisa. The yirali, and then the Rambam says, shezeh sheshosak mimena akasav. So why did the Torah not say it? The Torah says if you touch a dead body, you become tame. If you're in the same oil as a dead body, you become tame. But it doesn't say if you carry a dead body, you become tame. Why not? Says the Rambam. I'll give you two other examples. This is the Rambam's own, remember, the Yirali. It's his own creativity and his own idea. Kiderach sheshaslak mi'isur abbas. The Torah says it's Aser, one of the Arayas is a granddaughter. One of the Arayas is a granddaughter. Doesn't say daughter in the Torah, just says granddaughter. So the Rambam says, it's included. Lefi she'asar beferish afilu basabas. Right? V'shaslak mi'isur achilas basa b'chalav. And then, this is our example. And the Torah does not tell you that it's Aser to eat basa b'chalav, but the Torah tells you you can't even cook basa b'chalav. Lefi she'asar beferish afilu bishulo. Just like the Torah doesn't say Isser eating basar b'chalav, it just says bishul. Just like the Torah doesn't say the isser of bas, it just says basa bas. So too, kach shasak mitumas masa b'meis. So too, the tumas masa is not mentioned. Lafisha tami b'feirish afilu ahalo kol shegen maso, because it explicitly assert even through tumas ohel, surely through tumas masa. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam starts off with the kal v'chomer, and then the Rambam says it's included. So the Kesef Mishnah is already bothered. Ain onshim min adin. We know you can't give an onish based on a kavachomer. So if Tumas mace b'masses kavachomer, so then how do you ever give an onish based on that? If somebody's right, if somebody becomes tummy mace b'masa and then they go into the base of Mikdash, how would Bezdin ever punish them? So the Kesef Mishnah says it's not really a. Well, let's read it. Here's two days. V'yesh lomar shemeacher shebas habas ena asura ela machmas habas shehi ima memela mashba shehi asura ve'ein kan onshin min adin. Meaning, it's not. It's a gilui milsa, what we might call it. The fact that the Torah asur is granddaughter doesn't mean oh kavachomer daughter. No, not kavachomer daughter. It's not an external. Two different factors in the isra bas habas is the isra bas. In the Isser of Ohel is Masa. So it's not a Kavachomer. V'chi onshim min adin gili milsa ba'almahu. U'basa v'chala mikimat sha'asar bishulo havi b'chlal lo socha kol to'eva kol shetiyati l'chariyo ba'bal tochal. The Torah says you can't cook it, so it is a to'eva if you cook it. And the Torah says, as we had earlier, a couple of dafim ago, lo socha kol to'eva. So that is the day number one. It's a gili milsa. It's not a Kavachomer. Inami de mashmashlo asra Torah lavashel el kedeshlo yavo lecho, or a little different way of saying gili milsa. Not that bishul includes the iser of eating it, but the whole reason that there is an iser to be mevashel is because you might come to eat it. You might come to eat it, and that's why again it's included, but in a little different way. Not included because the iser flows from it, but the iser is because of it. Right, kind of like opposite day. I was thinking about it now. The first day of the Kesef Mishnah is that, well, the whole Isser of cooking Basar B'Chalav flows from the fact, obviously, inherent in that is that there's an Isser of eating Basar B'Chalav. And it kind of expands. This is saying, no, it's kind of a Gzeira. Well, it's called a Siag D'Araisa. Right, you're not allowed to do B, which is cooking Basar B'Chalav, because you might come to A, eating Basar B'Chalav. Right, those are the two days, and again, this is on the list. This Kesef Mishnah is on the list of the Siag D'Araisas of Rabbi Yosef Engel, where he has many Siag D'Araisas, where the Torah says A is Usser, because you might come to B, not Siagim D'Rabbanan, which we're more used to, but Siagim D'Araisa, there's an Isser of Yichud, an Isser of Negia, and an Isser maybe of Bali Rabbi Yimatzei, the Ran at the beginning of Psachim, that the Isser of Bali Rabbi Yimatzei is also D'Araisa, you can't have it in your home. Because you might come to eat the chametz. Again, there's a lot there. Okay, but that's Basar B'Chalav a little bit, and the examples of Siag D'Araisa. Next, top of Chaf Chesem and Aleph. Rabbi Yevo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yevo again. The name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the following. We're just not sure what he meant. Kol nosni atamim ein lokin aleim chus mi nosni tam shel nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said, no Saint Tom doesn't get malchus except by nazir. Nazir is different. Nazir is more chamor. So what does he mean? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? So, two days. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Babar Marmal. First day, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is exactly what we just had on the previous Amud. Right on Amud Beis. It's the same thing. What he meant to say here is, Kol nosnei ta'amim ein lokin aleihem ad sheyitom tam amosho shel iser. Rabbi Yochanan here says, ein lokin, it means, you don't get malchus for tam ke'ikr. Like he said on Amud Beis. Chavzai Amud Beis. You don't get malchus for tam ke'ikr. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Ubinazir afilo lo tam tama mosha shalisir, except by nazir. Nazir has a special din that even just the tam of the wine, if the tam of the wine goes into a piece of bread, I dip bread into wine and I squeeze it out and all the wine's out, or I just flavor something, I flavor some soup with a drink with wine, that's going to be, I'm going to get malchus for just eating the tam, right? Not eating the ba'en. That's a special din by Nazir, is learned out from elsewhere. The Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Gemara elsewhere. That is Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says that what Rabbi Yochanan meant here is what we just said earlier, right? You don't get malchus except for mamasho, but by Nazir, it's even just Tom Kaker. So why don't you learn from Nazir? Why don't you say it's Lola Amir Asmo Yasa, Lola Amir Akla Kulo Yasa, right? Why don't you learn from Nazir? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, because it's really two. Nazir and Chatos. And we know the principle is, Shnei Psukim Ein Malamdin. If the Torah says something once, okay, then maybe you could generalize it to the whole Torah. But if it says it twice, it must be so only those two times. Must be only those two times. And Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. Right, so that's where Rav Chaim Gadevsky here quotes, "Delo yafina minazir, v'hado lo yafina minazir, l'chala Torah, kula, hayna mishum tebachatas nami, rabbi kra, l'tam ki'ikr. U'mishum dechsiv be, kol asher yiga bivsara yikdash, shim nivla mi bsara yikdash, kechatas, u'sheksun amon ke'echad, ein malamte." And he says, I understand this Yerushalmi, because based on the Bavli Psachim Memhei, Nazir Lamed Hei, that helps me understand this Yerushalmi. So this is all day number one. Basically, the issue is Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker, and we said yesterday that Tam Ki Iker, Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Malkus. Why is that? Remember Rashi and some other Rishonim said because Rabbi Yochanan must told Tam Ki Iker is Durabanan. That's why there's no Malkus. But a number of Bali Tosfos argued, and they said no. Even if it's Daraisa, it can be Daraisa without Malkus. And we find sometimes Daraisas without Malkus. Chatzi Shir is also Daraisa without Malkus. That's Rabbi Yochanan also, same person. Same person. So we find Daraisa without Malkus, so maybe that's number one. So that's Tam Ki Iker. Before we talk more about Tam Ki Iker, let's go to the day number two. Amar Rabbi Babar Marmol. Rabbi Babar Marmol has a different shot of Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean by saying, all Nosle Ta'amim you don't get Malkus except for Nazir? Nazir is more Chamur. The following. Kol Nosle Ta'amim ein Isser v'heter mitztarfin. Nusugya. Heter mitztarif l'Isser. When it comes to all other Isurim, Isser and Heter are not mitztarif. Meaning, let's say in my, I have a mush together that I mush together. I made myself a bowl of arla avocado, and I used half a kezias of an arla avocado and half a kezias of a mutter avocado, and I mixed it together. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to get malchus for that because that's you only ate half a kezias. You don't say heter mitztarif leisur that the heter combines and fills in the shear that you're missing. You don't say that. By all Yisurim, except by Nazir. Ube Nazir, Isser v'heter mitztarfin. But by Nazir, Isser v'heter are mitztarif to each other. So by Nazir, if I had wine products, half a kezias, and non-wine products, half a kezias, mixed together, there will be kezias asur malchus. Because heter mitztarif l'isser. So, 2 days in the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Babar Marmol, what exactly is the difference between Kol HaTorah Kula and Nazir? Is it an issue of Tam Ki Iker? Is it an issue of Heter Mitztarif L'Isser? Those are connected but different principles. Different principles. Tam Ki Iker just means if the taste goes in, you know, so does this whole thing become Aser? Not talking about the Shear. It could be the taste. If you see Tam Ki Iker Daraisa, then this whole thing could become Aser like the without any Mamashas. Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, no, you don't have, you have Heter, you have Isser. And it's not about the taste. Okay, so we'll talk more about that soon. But let's just first continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Masisa Masaya Ladein, Masisa Masaya Ladein. There's a braisa that supports each of these shitos. Masisa Masaya Rabbi Zeira. First, there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Zeira. Remember, Rabbi Zeira said the issue is Tam Ki Iker, not Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. So this braisa proves that. Why? Kezayis, Yayin Shana Fala Kedera. I have a kezayis of wine that fell into a stew. Achamen a kezayis putter. And if I ate a kezayis of the whole stew, I'm going to eat putter. Achiochalas kula. There's only a kezayis of wine in here. And I ate, and it's five kezayis in the whole mixture. So if I only ate one kezayis of the mixture, I'm not going to be chayef. I'm not going to be chayef. So what is that proof? I'll die to Rabbi Babar Marmol. If Rabbi Babar Marmol is right, that it goes by hetem esarif le'isser, kivan she'achal mimena kezayis chayef. If you ate a kezayis of the whole mixture, you should be chayef. If you hold hetem esarif le'isser. By Nazir. But you see the Brisa doesn't say that. So that's why this Brisa supports Rabbi Zeira, the first day. First supports Rabbi Zeira, number one. Masnisa Messiah or Bibaba Mamo. And the following Brisa supports the other day, supports Heter Messiah Isser, supports Bibaba Mamo. We take out the first two words. Majjanamar. Vechal Mishras Anavim Lo Yishte. Anything that has the taste, that is infused with grapes, don't drink. That's what it says by Nazir. Vechimai Niyach HaKatev Shalom Amro. The Torah already listed all the things. Anavim, Mishra, it listed all the items. Zagim, Chartzanim. So what does the Torah mean? And anything. So it's obviously including something. So v'chimayin yecha katav shalomer. What didn't the Torah say yet? El lefishin emar. Because it says, because she ye osem yigefra yayin. Chartzanim ba'zog lo yochal. Because it says anything that comes out of grape products, grape vines, seeds, peels, don't eat. All Isurei Nazir are already mentioned and are included here. Take out the next three words. Matam alomar v'chal mishras anavim lo yishte. So what's included in that phrase that we started off with? Mishras anavim. Anything that has an infusion of grape or grape flavor. We already mentioned everything. What is this including? Ella. It must be including this case. Shimshara anavim. If you soaked grapes in water. So now the water has grape taste. And then into that grape flavored water, you put a piece of bread. And now the bread has grape flavor. Vishara pito bahen. V'yeshban k'tei letzarif bahen kezayis. And all together now the bread and the water as a kezayis chayef. Period. So you see, that's had the misarif lisser. Right? You soaked grapes in water. That water now gets a grape flavor. You put bread into that grape flavored water. So now that bread, if you eat a kezayis of that bread, you're going to be chayef. Malkus. Right? So that's had the misarif lisser. Right? That's a raya to, that's not just taste. That's not just taste. You're going to get malta. That's about the shear. If you have a kezayis of it, that's talking about hetem esarif lisser, and therefore one would be chayif. Period. Stop there for a moment. So these are two major sugyas in Shas: hetem esarif lisser and tam ki'ikar. Again, they're related, but they are different. The Rishonim discuss exactly. They're put together sometimes in the Gemara, but the Rishonim discuss the difference between the two. The Ramban in the Melchamos Simsachim says hetem esarif lisser is when you have the isser kayam, you just don't have enough of it. You have the isser there, you just don't have enough of the isser, so can you be mashlim it with other foods? Tam ki'ikar, you don't have the item there. It's not that you just have the taste of it. You don't have the item there. Right, so that's the sugi of tam ki'ikar. So it's a different. There is a major machlokas Rishonim though. Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi, this where this comes up. Let's say again, hetem esarif lisser, the case I gave before. I have avocado. I have a half a kezayis of arla avocado and half a kezayis of mutter avocado. What if I have two avocados? I see them separately. They're separate pieces. They're not mixed together. And I eat them. I only ate a half a kezayis in one achilas pras. I ate a half a kezayis of the arla avocado and half a kezayis of the mutter avocado. Is that enough for hetem esarif lisser? Each one is separate. I ate half a kezayis of a mutter avocado. That's going to make me, is that hetem esarif lisser? Rov Rishonim say no. Rov Rishonim say no. It has to be mixed together at least. It has to be mixed into one unit. Right? That's Tosfos. Psachim. Mem gimel amud beis. Ein heter esarif lisser im lo she yisarev ha isser via heter yachad. To ha amar she yivla bifsara. It says by Chatas. So of course, says Tosfos, has to be mixed together. If I eat half a kezayis of arla, and then half a kezayis of mutter, one after another, even in the same sitting, in the same, that's hetem esarif lisser. No. So Rav Rishonim say not. Rashi there says yes. Rashi says, psachim mem gimel mebeiz, even if they're not mixed together. Even if they're mixed together, you're going to be chayiv. If they'll hetem esarif lisser. Ochal chatzi zayis chelev, v'chatzi zayis basar, bibas achas. Right? You eat it at once. Eat it at once. Chatzi zayis anovim, v'chatzi zayis lechem bibas achas chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. Shari amar Torah mishras anavim lo yishta chayiv al shvias pito b'yayim. Rashi is clear. Now other Rishonim also understand in this way. Even if it's not to connect. So what's that machlokas about? What's the nekudas machlokas there? Rov Rishonim say, of course, it has to be mixed together. While Rashi says no. Hetem esarif lisser. What's the svar for Rashi? You're only eating half a kezayis of isser. And you're going to be chayiv if you hold hetem, let's say by nazir. You're going to be chayiv for hetem esarif lisser. So it seems, and the Achronim explain it this way, really, you should be chayiv for the half a kezayis. Maybe patz and chatzis yiras also by Torah. The problem is, you're not doing a maisa achila. You have enough isser, but the problem is in the maisa. Ah. So if you have a half a kezayis of heter, that's mitztarif, at least to make it a maisa achila. Now you have a maisa achila, and it has within it isser, that's good enough. That's hetem esarif lisser. Meaning the heter combines in order to create a maisa achila. Once you have, you don't need a maisa achila of a kezayis of isser, right? Even a half a kezayis, that's all you need. So the Rabbi Chanan and the Stipler both say, according to Rashi, the heter doesn't become isser, right? How could it become isser if it's not mixed together? It's just solving a problem. The heter allows you to be mashlim the shear. You did a maisa achila now, and then, you know, the heter is avl isser. But according to the other Rishonim, maybe the lumdus is that the heter is mamish nefach l'isser. because it becomes all together. It's only if it's mixed together. So that's why Mamela, you're chayev on the Isser Shabbat, because the whole thing is going to be an Isser. So that's one way that the Achronim look at this machlokes, whether heter misarif l'Isser means that the heter becomes Isser, or that the heter just solves a problem of the shear for the Maisa Achila, but it doesn't become Isser, but it's enough. It's enough for this to be considered a full Isser, and you get Malchus for it. By Nazir, that's the Chiddush of Mishras. Mishras and Avim. That's a huge Chiddush. It is a huge Chiddush. It is a huge Chiddush. But that's the Chiddush, the Gzeiras HaKasav of the Torah, of Heter Mitzta'aref L'Isser by Nazir. So again, you have that Machlokas Rishonim, you have the Lumdis, the Chakira of the Machlokas Rishonim, and as we said before, the relationship between Tam Ke'ikr and Heter Mitzta'aref L'Isser. Okay. Again, there's a lot by Tom Kicker also we've spoken about in the past. Oh, just one. I just saw an interesting discussion. Tom Kicker, we know Tom Kicker is regarding Yisuri Achila. But there is a discussion in the Achronim. What about Tom Kicker by, let's say you have a mixture that tastes like chametz, but it doesn't have any chametz in it. But it tastes like chametz with no Saint Tom in it. So you're not allowed to eat it, Tom Kicker. Is there a Bali Rabbi Yimatsai? By something that's just no Saint Tom of chametz, are you allowed to have that in your house? You're not allowed to eat it because Tom Kaker is daraisa. But is it right? So that's lumdis. Is it called chametz? Is that called chametz? Or is Bar Rabbi Yimatsai even for Tom? So some Rishonim, some Achron, it's really based on the Rishonim, right? There are a number of Makoras that talk about the relationship between the Isser Achila and the Isser Bar Rabbi Yimatsai. And they might be related to each other. We just mentioned earlier, beginning of the shiur today, the Ran, Daf Aleph in Psachim, says that the reason that it's usur to have chametz in your house by Rabbi Yimatsai, that's a siyog daraisa, so you don't come to eat it. Because it's so chamor, it's or kares, and it's or mashu, that's why the Torah says, so there's a relationship between the two, between the Isser Achila and Isser by Rabbi Yimatsai. So if you say that, so some Achronim say, the Pri Chadosh holds, whenever you have an Isser to eat something, it's usur by Rabbi Yimatsai. Because that relationship. If there's Isser Achila, then there's Isser by Rabbi Yimatsai. And others, the Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, that's the Shvus Yaakov. Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch in Simon, Tuf Mem Beis, says no. Even if you say Tom Kicker is Daraisa, it does not mean that it's mamish as if it's there. Right? You're not allowed to eat it. But it's not it's there. And therefore, there would not be an Isser by Rabbi Yimatsai. It's not Chametz. It's not Chametz. Tam of chametz is not chametz, and therefore it wouldn't be usher. So you have this discussion of tam ki ikur by Rabbi Yimatsai. You have it by other cases also. Biur shvius, similar type of idea. You have a chiyuv we mentioned talked about in Masechta Shvius. You have a chiyuv to get rid of the fruit of Shemitah when it reaches the biur stage, the biur state, the biur date. So what happens if you only have the tam of Shvius? Remember we had that Mishnah in Shvius that you have a barrel and you have three different vegetables in the barrel, right? One of them, beer has been reached. One of them, beer has not been reached. Right? So we had a whole discussion there. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah there, Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, HaKovesh Shlosha Kvashim B'Chavis Achas. So are you allowed to eat all of them as long as one of them is still around in the field? Are you not allowed to eat any of them once the first one is no longer around in the field? So also there, you might just have the tam, not the so also the, are you allowed to have the tam? Is there a chiyuv biur peirush shvius on the tam of peirush shvius, not just on the item, not just on the item? So again, those are two examples where they're non isurei achila, and the question is, does tam kicker play a role? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now mikan. So we're going to understand this like the Mefarshim, the Mara Fulda, and the others, that this is a new brisa now, and it's a brisa that's going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was the first day. Remember, again, we had a machloka so far, Rabbi Zeira, blah, 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 mamol. What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? When Rabbi Yochanan said, it's all mutter, meaning there's no malchus except for Nazir, was he saying Tam Kicker? Was he saying Heter Misarif L'Isser? That was the machlokas, what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. So now we're going to have a kasha on the first opinion. Mikan, not the Don Lechol Yisur in Shabbat Torah, we're quoting a brisa, right? This is a kasha. This is a you learn from Nazir to all other Isurim. Uma ima yotzei min hagefen. If something that comes out of the vine, Nazir, shein isur iser olam, it's not a permanent Isur, right? A person is only a Nazir generally for only a certain amount of time. The ein isur iser hana, and there's no iser hana. A Nazir could sell wine. He could smell wine. He just can't eat wine or drink wine. V'yeshlo heter achri suro, and there's another way out of his nazirus even. He could go to a chacham, a nazir is a type of neder, and he could do ataras adarim. So it's not permanent, it's not asurbana, and there's another way out. And yet, asabot tam ki ikir, and yet, tam ki ikir by nazir, so surely everywhere else, sharkol isurim, Shabbat Torah, she isur and isur olam, that their isur is forever, v'isur and isur hana, and there are many isuri hana, v'aimlan hatar achar isurim, and there's no way to get out of it, it's not just a neder, it's an isur daraisa, eino din shen asabana sa tam ki ikir, so surely you should say tam ki ikir. Mikan lamdu chachamim. That's why chachamim zikonosi tamim shiva surim. That's why tam keker is aser by all isurim. That's beferish against Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says you don't say that except by nazir. Vekash al Rabbi Zeira bechol asar atamar ache yitom. Oh, you always say Rabbi Zeira that you're not chayiv until you actually tasted the mamashus, the actual iser. Veko atamar afilo lo tam. And here it says, even if you aren't toim the actual iser, but just the taste. So that is a kasha the Gemara leaves on Reb Zeira. Fine, says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Sa'ar shel chulin, again, combinations and bittel. Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma shenavu l'toch isa, right, different than the previous Mishnayos. You have some sa'ar, you have this leavening agent of chulin and truma that fell into a dough, lo bazek kedei l'chametz v'lo bazek kedei l'chametz. Neither of them could leaven. Neither of them can leaven the item, the dough itself. Each one only has half a power. It's tarfu v'chimsu, but they both leaven the dough. Both leaven the dough. So what's the halacha? Each one of them couldn't have done it by themselves. Rabbi Eliezer Omer achar achron aniba. You go after the last one that fell in. Whichever was the last one that fell in, if the truma fell in last, the whole thing is meduma. If the chulin fell in, the whole thing is chulin. You go by the last one. Go with the last one. The Mefarshim, the Marafolda, and others say, well, the Bavli also adds another factor, that you have to have taken it out. If you took them both out, so then you go by whatever fell in last. Okay, but the Yerushalmi does not say that. The Rabbi Lezer says, you go by the last one that fell in, that's what determines. The Chacham Omer, no. Either way, it's Mutter. Because the Isser did not have enough to leaven it by itself. Bein Shenafal Isser Betchila, Bein Shenafal Basof, La'olam Ein Ozer, Shiyeh Bok Delachametz. An iser would only cause a problem here if it itself has enough to be mechametz itself. If not, it's what we call zevize gorim mutter. You have two causes. One mutter cause, one aser cause. It's mutter. Zevize gorim is mutter. Fine. Yoezer ishchav habira hayam atami de shamai. Yoezer was from Tami de shamai. The Omar sha'al tezer begamliel azaki no mibshar mizrach. I asked for begamliel. The Omar, and he told me, well, I mean, also ashiye bokit elchametz. He told me like the chacham are right. He told me the chacham are right. Fine, against Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Towards the end of Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesech Aser V'Oser B'Kol Shehu. That's the Mishnah. Yayin Nesech, wine that was poured for a libation, Avodah Zarah, it's Aser B'Hana, Avodah Zarah is Aser B'Hana, V'Lo Yit Bap Yadcham U'ma Min Acherim, it's Aser B'Hana, and it's Oser B'Mashu, there's no Bittel. There's no Bittel by Yayin Nesech. This is talking about Min B'Hana. We'll talk about min b'mino. Min b'sheino mino goes by taste. But by min b'mino, usually there are shiurim. 100, 6, 200, as we saw. But by min b'mino, it is oser b'kol shehu. That's the Mishnah. Ken yayin nesach is oser and oser b'kol shehu. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya said about this Mishnah, kos shemazgum and isum and a heter. What if you have a mixture of mutter wine, Usser wine and water, right? You dilute it, because in those days they diluted the wine with water. So you have water, yayin esach, and mutter wine, all in a mixture. The water would be enough to be mevatel the yayin esach, but it's not enough to be mevatel both wines. So what do you call this mixture? So Chizkiya says it depends which was added first to the water. V'nafal isser basof, if you added the yayin esach second, isser, then the whole thing is usser. Heter, if he added this heter 1 second, heter basof heter. So says the Gemara, who is this like? Amr of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, Rebbe Eliezer. This sounds like Rebbe Eliezer, or like in our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer, Amr achar achron aniba. Rebbe Eliezer says, in our Mishnah, you go by the second one to fall in to determine leavening. So to here, in this comment of Chizkiya, you go by the second one that fell in. If the Yayin Nesach fell in second, it's a problem. If the Yayin Heter fell in second, it's not a problem. Amr Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I don't think you're forced to say that Chizkiya is only according to Rebbe Eliezer. chomer b'yayin esach. No, it's a chomer b'yayin esach. Meaning, yayin, because what would the chachamim say? The chachamim say they're both mutter, right? If there's not enough to aser, it'll be mutter. So Chizki says it depends what fell in second. So that must be Rabbi Eliezer. According to the chachamim, it would be mutter. No, it could be the chachamim would agree that it's aser because of the chomer b'yayin esach. Right? So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Why? If it's the chomer b'yayin esach, then it shouldn't even make a difference which fell in first or second. Rav Yosi boy, im chomer b'yayin esach, afilu nafal heter b'sof ye aser. Chizki says it depends which fell in first or second. If you want to say, oh, this is going to be more chomer because of yayin esach, so it shouldn't make a difference what fell in. The fact that Chizkiah says, oh, it depends which fell in first, that must be like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is the one that says it makes a difference between first or second, so that's why it must be only according to him. Okay, maybe we'll start next time with a little discussion of Yayin Nesach, and B'l Hashem, we will continue our march in the second parak of Meseches Arla.